Testing, testing. Okay, let's go. My name is Thomas Pape, and this is Walk and Talk, number 6. So today, I want to talk a little bit about a subject that is a little painful. Yesterday, we had a really nice walk and talk in the forest, talking about nothing in particular, and just a little bit about society's pressure and whatever else came to mind, right? It was nice. And I'm kind of already breaking with the thing that I talked about yesterday about going into nature and going walking in a residential area today. But today, I feel like I need to talk about something with a bit of gravity, and chilling in the forest needs to be put off until some other time. Today I want to talk about money. Yeah, that is painful to talk about. Already now I am feeling anxiety and pressure just by raising the topic. Great. Anyways, needs to be talked about. So let's talk about it. At least the birds are tweeting, singing, whatever they're doing. Come on, back to topic. Okay, money. I think one of the reasons why I'm in the state that I'm in is not just because I've lost track of myself and need to figure out how to be happy. A lot of the pressure stems from the fact that I've been running really, really, really fast for a while just to make enough money to, like, again, it's fucking pretentious, but I feel like I've been trying to make enough money to keep my family happy and adequately, like, equipped with everything they wanted, all of that. And it's such a, like, I don't know, such a cliche male thing to feel like you have to provide for your family and it's your, like, responsibility to make sure that everyone in your family has all the stuff they want and need, or at least everything they need. Make sure that you can pay your bills and make sure that you have a roof over your head and you have the food you want. And yeah, so that has been something that has been weighing heavily on me for some time, because I think before I settled down, when I was just me, no wife, no kid, it was fairly easy to just ignore money. As I mean, I tried for quite a long time. It was like, as long as I didn't look at my bank account too often, hopefully money was just there. I would make sure that I would earn some and mostly just try and ignore it and try and spend as little as I could. And whenever I wanted to make a major investment, I would try and like save up some money, make that investment, and then again go back to ignoring the fact that money is in the bank and doesn't really, as long as you don't look at it, it's not there. Kind of like a weird Schrödinger's cat box, like quantum physics approach to money. Like, as long as you don't look at it, maybe it just is. if you start looking at it, you might start feeling, oh shit, you're using too much, or you're earning too little, or what you're spending money on is a stupid endeavor. And I think once I started having like the responsibility of an actual family, owning a house, we have two cars, like lots of bills, insurances, all of that that comes with having a like a mature adult life, suddenly changed that around. But my approach was still the same. I really didn't want to check my bank statement like more than at the most once a month. Like going and checking it once a week was just like shit. Like, why is I think I didn't want to check it because I would just feel shitty if I saw all the money going out. And I felt like by ignoring it, I could kind of put it in the back of my head and just not like take responsibility for what was going in or going out. And hopefully at the end of the month, there would not be a huge ass minus. And I think the way I've been like mentally trying to justify that approach was just, if I, as a freelancer, just earn a lot of money, that approach works. You don't have to make, sorry, it's getting really hot. Don't have to make any long-term plans or budgets or check if what you're actually doing with your money makes sense from a financial perspective. And that is a, like looking at it in retrospective, is a super stupid approach. Like, make enough money that you don't have to look at your bank account, because there will always be enough. But the problem is, if that is, I mean, or at least that became an issue for us, because that approach kind of meant that I would, or we would, up our spending when there was more money in the bank account. Like, great. So you spend a lot of time and a lot of effort trying to make enough money so as to always have enough in the bank account. And then you start spending more money because there's more money in the bank account, making you have to work even harder. And I mean, that cycle comes to an end at some point, especially because I work as a sound engineer in the movie business, in a part of the world where you actually don't make a lot of money by working in the movie business, which means that at some point I hit the roof of what I could earn. And I mean, because I couldn't put more time into my work. I couldn't take on more work because there just wasn't enough hours in the day. And for some reason, and I'm guessing that's why it's good to talk about this, I never sat down and quantified what was going on. I was like, okay, I need to make more money, so I need to work more, but I don't have enough hours in the day, especially because now I can't work double shifts because I have to pick up my kid from nursery, and I have to be there for my wife and kid in the afternoon, and I am so tired from not sleeping at night because my kid is still not sleeping throughout the night, and I also have to be present for my wife, so I can't just detach for the from the family and work. And I mean, it can't work at night either because I'm so mentally fatigued that trying to actually work, because I what I do is mostly creative, trying to be creative when you're just like dead in the head is just not, this is just not possible. So I guess I hit that barrier. It's like can't make more money come into the bank account, but the bank account keeps going into a minus. And I don't want to look at it. I still have that like gut feeling that if I avoid looking at my bank account, it'll mind its own business. And obviously it doesn't. I mean, right now I have a lot of unpaid bills. I mean, I'm not working, which means I'm not earning money. I'm on welfare right now. Hopefully. I started it up and like theoretically they will deposit a little bit of money into my bank account, which may or may not keep me afloat because I haven't crunched the numbers, because like opening that shit up and looking at it just makes me want to crawl into a little hole. And it is devastatingly stupid that something that I should do to avoid the anguish and the pain, I'm just trying to run the other way as fast as I can. Or make it someone else's problem. Like maybe if I ignore it, someone else will deal with it. And it was funny. I was super frustrated when I stopped working and I stopped a lot of subscriptions that I had for like superfluous stuff. Like, I had some business stuff that I was subscribing to some tools and some databases that I just knew that I was not going to use those for a while, so I might as well end them. That was fine. I stopped my subscription to the Adobe package, which funnily enough hurt like shit. Not because I love working with it, but because I mainly use those for personal projects. Sorry, train. And I was like, I have a hard time like doing anything. Like I talked about how I tried to make a little video, which I actually didn't use any advanced professional tools to do. I only used my phone. I made this little video. I tried to post it on TikTok. It felt like shit doing it and posting it. So definitely good option not to subscribe and pay for a ton of professional tools for something that makes you feel like shit. But the fact is that when I canceled that subscription, it felt like a little part of me died, because that was a tool set that I knew very well and had access to. And whenever I felt spontaneously creative, I could open any of those tools up and create something. And by canceling that subscription, I virtually cut off that creative outlet. But I mean, from a financial standpoint, it makes zero sense to keep paying for something that you're, first of all, not using. I hardly ever use it right now because, again, I have no time. I'm trying to work most of the time. And when I'm not working, I'm entertaining my child or wife. Sorry. but yeah, entertaining my wife. I'm being there. I am emotionally and physically available so she can lean on me when she's in trouble. That's what I am. But that also means I'm not engaging in any creative activities of creating media or whatever you do with the Adobe package. Anyways, I canceled that out of the need to cut down on spending, and it felt horrible. And if we go back to the whole, like, what do you do because it's clever, and what do you do because it feels good? I mean, at some point, you also have to be an adult about it. I mean, yesterday I talked about in the forest how spontaneously it might be fun and games to run around in the forest naked, and I did not do that. I went back in my garden and dug like crazy to create some landscaping because I also felt like doing that. And from an adult, responsible point of view, digging around in your garden and doing something constructive with your energy instead of running around, possibly being caught by the police because you're running around nude in a public area, probably is the better option. Both might have felt great, but you also sometimes have to be an adult about shit. Or at least I might talk to my therapist tomorrow about, like, how adult should I be about shit? And not spending money on the Adobe package because I'm not using it, and right now I don't think I'm capable of using it, is the logical thing to do. And it is the adult and mature thing to do to start regaining control of my financials. And somehow I think this is a step that I'll try to get a handle off. Shit, it hurts in my chest when I talk about it, like when I have to do this. And somehow maybe the game is to turn it around. Maybe it's not you have to do this because you're an adult and you're spending money on stupid things. Although I don't feel like I'm spending money on stupid things, but somehow I just don't have enough money for the stuff that I want to. And it's contradictory, right? Because right now I'm doing things because it's good for me. I need to spend some time on myself and prioritize that instead of others. And one of the things that I would really love to do in the future, not now, but in the future, would be to have a nice vacation with my family, or like go and do a nice like thing with them somewhere nice. And usually that requires money. Like any traveling or outing usually comes with a fairly heavy financial toll. And by staying at home and not making money, not taking on new jobs, I feel like I'm cutting us off from that option. And the weird thing is, I feel like, but this is my responsibility. I mean, by saying, sorry guys, I need a little break, I'm also saying less Christmas gifts, probably not any advanced vacation time. And I'm guessing that's the consequences that unload on you when you step out of the fucking race. And it ow. Ah, shit, that hurts. It's one of those things that makes doing what I'm doing right now so incredibly difficult, because every day of trying to sticking to this routine and like trying to be positive, trying to do things that will help me regain some level of sanity in all of this, I can feel I'm moving in the right direction. I can feel that somehow every day it's a stepping stone towards, well, that's the headline of the whole thing. It's a stepping stone on the way back. And the way back to what? Like the way back to enjoying life, way back to smiling, way back to being able to not wake up in the morning and feel like shit. The way back to actually enjoying spending time with people, or enjoying spending time with myself. And the stupid thing is that by doing what's necessary right now, I sacrifice what could have happened if I stayed in the race. And I mean, it's fucking contradictory, because if I had stayed in the race, I would have gone further down into a black hole, being super unhappy about like everything. Like the last time we tried to go on vacation, all I could think about was, I'm spending time not working, not making money, and the time I'm spending is costing me money, and I'm not enjoying it. I feel like I'm on vacation, and it's a chore to be on vacation, because I'm here doing the stuff that either someone else, like my parents, my wife, my child, my sister. It feels like I'm being on vacation doing what other people want to do. And I'm being there trying to make sure that they're having a good time while being utterly miserable. Which means I'm not capable of providing a good time to anyone. I'm just there. Like, 1 foot there, 1 foot half out the door, just looking for an excuse to crawl into a hole and just cover my eyes and disappearing. So, yeah. The time spent doing this, getting a fucking hold on myself, getting like regaining some level of control, sanity, happiness, call it whatever. I mean, it is necessary to get the stuff that I want down the road, right? Which, again, it's painful. It's painful to think about it. And it's one of those things about like, oh, yay, what is a depression? Is it going around feeling depressed all the time, feeling unhappy all the time? Not for me. It is the absence of being able to enjoy anything. It is the having this weird sensation that everything you're doing is wrong. It leads to more bad choices, or like it's the weird circle of shittiness. And it's so incredibly difficult because I can put on a show, at least for a while. And I'm guessing that's what I did at work for a while, or at social gatherings for a few hours, or whenever I have a meeting with someone, I can put on a show and smile and say the right words and be the person they expect me to be. But it's a show. And working in the film industry, I unfortunately know, and I'm a fairly good judge of good acting. And I don't know if it's voluntarily or subconsciously or whatever, but I know how to act the way people want me to act. And I'm guessing that's what I've been doing for a while. I've put on a show so people wouldn't notice what's going on. I've played my part, even though I deep down knew that I was pretending, lying, call it whatever. And I think the people who probably like ended up seeing what was actually going on was the people that were closest, like are closest to me, like my wife and child. Because at some point the pretending and the acting has to stop. And that usually happened when I came home and I could stop acting without feeling that there would be irreparable consequences, which there might have been. But dropping the facade and actually feeling shitty, like that was only something that I could do at home. Or on my own. Because at certain points, I also have been acting around my family. Have to admit, put on the show. And the absolute best way of putting on a show like that is to believe in it yourself. I work a lot with actors and with on different shows, and I know that a very, very efficient way of acting out something is to believe it's true. And I know that you can switch it on and off, or at least I can. So for a period of time, to switch on the act and actually like pretend you're happy by trying to being happy. I mean, it works for a short period of time, but there's this gnawing feeling of it's hard to put it into words, because it's like something in the back of your head is like poking at you, saying it's not real. You do know that. That the feelings of happiness or the feeling of accomplishment or pride or whatever you're feeling right now, it's not real. It's an act. And it's so painful somehow to look back at before this, when this all started, on moments or things that actually were real, where the feelings were true and genuine, because you can feel it in your body. This was a real emotional response. This was a true moment of ... And I'm guessing that's what the way back is. It's the way back to that. It's the way back to feeling real. Like having real emotions, having real encounters, having to not pretend all the time, having like being truly who you are without putting on the show all the time. I'm guessing that's where I'm trying to get back to. And somehow money is standing in the way. Because having to go back and work with something that feels fake, or being fake at work, it just reinforces that loop. But not making money and trying to figure this out is giving me the absence of an income, which is fueling the other part, which is like missing out on things or feeling inadequate, which is also a horrible feeling. But you know what? If the goal is to be genuine, if the goal is to genuinely be happy or genuinely be upset or genuinely feeling inadequate, maybe I need to do that for a while. Maybe not having enough money and knowing it and checking your bank account every day, checking where the money goes and genuinely feeling upset about the fact that you don't have enough. Maybe that's a worthwhile endeavor. Maybe it's not just the pursuit of happiness and joy that is what this journey is all about. Maybe it's also, maybe it's more about not pretending. I think I need to talk to my therapist about this, because these are a lot of questions. And even though you're a good listener, I feel like I might need to talk to someone about this. And if not, maybe I just need to test it out. Kind of like we're doing this. Seeing if it feels right. Maybe being true to all the emotional spectrum, like the whole emotional spectrum, to all the emotions, good and bad, maybe that's better than to close your eyes and block out all the stuff that makes you feel inadequate and I don't even know what those feelings are anymore. But it feels like the if the actual goal of this whole thing is to get back to normality, then embracing the whole emotional spectrum might not be a bad thing. And that's where we're going. We're going back. All the way back. And doing it by using the heart, not the head. Use the heart, not the head. All right. I'm going home and going to look at my bank account now. If anyone's been listening, thank you for listening. If not, then good luck living in my pocket. Bye-bye.